This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel. In a moment, your letters. But first, we have this correction. Yesterday, we ran a story on Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics. Some of you heard us say that Atlanta was the last city in the U.S. to host an Olympics. Actually, Atlanta was the last American city to host a Summer Olympics. That was in 1996. The 2002 Winter Olympics were held in Salt Lake City.
And now to your letters. In a story yesterday, we heard about the long-standing problems burdening public defenders in this country. We profiled a notorious Detroit public defender, Bob Slamica. Slamica has been reprimanded by the Michigan Supreme Court for misconduct with more than 16 clients. Many of you said using Slamica as a symbol of a troubled public defender system was unfair.
Michelle Newell, a public defender from Colorado Springs, writes this. All over the country, there are thousands of attorneys who have dedicated their lives to the zealous and vigorous representation of their clients. These dedicated people continue doing this work day after day, despite the low pay and long hours. We do this not because we can't find higher-paying jobs, but because we believe that every person is entitled to the best defense money can't buy. And she continues, shame on you for focusing on only one bad attorney and for ignoring the thousands of public defenders around the nation who every day fight to protect the rights of their clients and by doing so ensure that all of our rights are protected.
Last week, President Obama traveled to western states to explain his health care overhaul plan. One of his stops was a town hall meeting in Belgrade, Montana, where he answered questions from a crowd of about 1,300 people. NPR's Don Gagne was there, and in our interview with him, we aired this clip from the town hall meeting.
My name is Randy Rathi. I'm from Ekalaka, Montana. And as you can see, I'm a proud NRA member. I believe in our Constitution.
Yeah.
And it's a very important thing. I also get my news from the cable networks because I don't like the spin that comes from the mother places.
Well, Jenny Trinnell of Bozeman, Montana, was not pleased when she heard that. She writes this. Of all the people who attended the town meeting, did you really have to quote the NRA zealot with poor grammar? We Montanans aren't all gun-toting hicks, but your coverage succeeded in perpetuating that stereotype. Thanks a lot. Now I might just have to start watching them cable networks myself.
Well, if you have a take on something in our program, we would like to hear from you. You can write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.